companion to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Johnson. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another South Park AfterBuzz TV After Show for Season 18, Episode 3, The Sissy. Welcome back, Stephen Lemieux.
How's it going, guys?
And I am Phil Svitek. We're a little bit late with this episode, but nonetheless, we are discussing it, The Sissy. Part of our lateness is that Stephen was quite confused afterwards.
Really? Yeah. Gender. I was thinking about becoming transgender.
Yes, you were. Were you a cisgender?
I don't know. I'm kind of confused. I don't really know. I just really have to take a shit alone.
You know what? This was one of those episodes that it hit on some pop culture, but overall it was just a decent episode.
And it was just a nice little stab at spin.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, so I guess let's open up with that. Obviously, our spin reporter, he's out to find Lord, and that's their through line in this episode of, obviously, Randy was...
Yeah, Randy is Lord. Kind of an interesting phenomenon. It's been trending so much lately on social media. Like, the fact that it got so much press, because we had the first episode that mentioned Lord, but it wasn't, like, really, like, so focused on it. And this one just brings Randy being Lord into the transgender issues that people are going through, using the word cis and all that, and bring it full circle with, what was I going to say? People having to use the bathroom, that kind of crap. And, dang it, I totally lost my train of thought.
Fair enough. Well, having the Spin magazine guy, that was an obvious, it was a dig at the episode before, because he wrote a review about South Park saying, you know, why would they use Lord? Why would they take a stab at her?
She hasn't done anything that's worthy of, like, done anything that's bad enough to be worthy of being made fun of on the show.
And what I liked was Lord herself, actually, she was all for the way she was portrayed.
Yeah, her response is just like, well, I don't really watch the show, but I heard that somebody said something really nice about me, so okay, I'm down. And then apparently in an interview later, she was in an interview and they're like, you know about the song? She's like, yeah, I am Lord. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, joked about it on the stuff. Like, all right. I think that's what people don't realize. Like, that's the stance you need to have with whatever Trey and Matt do to you on the show for people to not automatically think you're a total douche. Like, you have to be able to laugh at yourself, or people are going to just laugh at you even more for being angry at what they do.
Kanye,
Tom Cruise, John Travolta.
Yeah.
Tom, come out of the closet. I don't wanna. Like, I don't know. I liked her reaction to it, but
in many ways, like, for me, if South Park parodied me, I'd be like, I've made it.
Yeah.
I'm worth something.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to for me.
I mean, if South Park created, like, an AfterBuzz in South Park, I think that would be pretty amazing.
That could be pretty amazing.
And they have two shitbags talking about Trey and Matt in a studio.
Well, that's neither here nor there. Anyway, Erica cannot go to the men's bathroom because it's all occupied.
She doesn't like them. So basically, it starts with Eric, like, talking to himself, like, today's going to be the day. I'm going to have to do it. They don't like me. They don't treat me the way I need to be treated. And it's like, he's just being really weird. And I really thought this was going to be a play on that guy who recently shot up people down on Santa Monica. What was his name?
I don't know. Might as well just be any other news story.
There was this dude who he did, like, the YouTube videos, like, I'm not a bad looking guy. I just don't know why I can't get a girlfriend. I have a car. I'm the best person in the world. Like, he, like, very calmly, and like, and I'm going to show them retro. Like, I really thought they were playing on that.
Okay, I could see that for Eric. Until, that's totally his mantra.
Yeah, and then until he goes there and he's like, finally, you made me do it! He puts a bow on and just walks in the girl's bathroom and starts taking a shit.
Yep. I like I love Mr. Garrison just being the one of like just
go with it.
Let him do it.
You don't
please.
You don't want to open this can of worms. You don't want all these. Oh my God! It's
but it's crazy. Eric Carmen. Nobody's gonna know. Just go with it.
Yeah. Just give him what he wants. You do not want to open this transgender cis can of worms that is so popular on the internet now. I mean, had you heard the term cis before this episode?
Absolutely not.
Okay, I never really knew how to pronounce it because I've only seen it in writing, like CIS. It is the weirdest thing ever. It is like the conversationalist's way of insulting straight people. Like it's like if somebody says like, oh, you're gay, like, oh, you have sex with the same sex. It's like, oh, you have sex with women and you're a guy? Oh, you're just one of those cis. Like, and the argument is like, there's the cis privilege. Like, oh, well, everything's made for you guys because you're the normal, you're the cis. Like, it's literally and it's these people who, it's the same people who dress up as furries and like do like, I'm a genderqueer individual. I associate myself as an asexual dragon lizard. Like those kind of people are the people who use these terms as cis. But like at the same time in this world where everyone's trying to be so goddamn politically correct, people just go with it because they don't want to argue because they don't want the hellfire that rains down if they go against it.
So it was I'm so more perfect. Confused than I'm like, what the hell are these terms?
It is the weirdest thing ever. It's internet culture in a way, but it's these terms that people are developing and creating, like, it's in the same way as speakers for feminism will use things like trigger warning. Like when they're typing up something, they'll be like, trigger warning in case anything can trigger some psychological thing with
here's my stance on it. Do your own thing. You want to butt fuck animals? Fine. Just don't be so sensitive if I make fun of you.
No, because you have to be accepting, Phil.
No, I don't.
The fact that you're not judged for having sex with women means that's your cis male privilege.
It is.
You're just a sissy.
And you know what? Jesus did that. Good enough for Jesus, good enough for me.
But that's pretty much why I was excited about this episode once I heard they were making fun of that, because I'm so sick of the politically correctness of everyone. Like, you have to accept it. You're just got male privilege because you're cis male. Like, you're a cisgender. You're not genderqueer. You're not asexual. It's like, yeah, sorry. It's just like how I don't make fun of gay people for being gay. I shouldn't be made fun of for liking women. Like, deal with it, guys. So Cartman does that. Garrison says, just go with it. So they decide, hey, we're going to turn the janitor's closet into your own bathroom. So he brings in his own little,
his
designer.
My favorite part of it is the fact that he makes the toilet his slave. That to
you're
me.
You're
going to
take it, aren't you? You're going to take it. God.
Cause it's also a play on the janitor's closet in general of what could possibly be happening in there in general. We can get back to that. I want to talk about Lord. This to me was the funny part.
Oh, I loved it.
Because he's being caught. First off, just doing laundry with so many shit stained underwear.
Oh man,
that and just the reveal of stockings
and just her reaction to it is like, and she's like used to it, and every single pair. Oh my God, Randy.
Randy, unlike what we thought last episode where Randy was pretending to be a lord, he is in fact
Lord. No,
and there no other lord actually exists.
And we get this with the music guys, like, Paul, come in here. I got to talk to you about something. You know how some artists lead double lives? Well, yeah, like, Lord is actually a 45-year-old geologist from South Park, Colorado.
Yeah. The progression, when he tells Stan eventually, that to me is the funniest because obviously he's trying to get answers as to what's going on. And the progression of how shitty it is to how shitty it continues to be. And then he's like, then I add some background music. This is where
Lord.
It gets good.
I am Lord. Bum, bum, bum.
And then it just gets good.
And then it's like, oh, but Stan, just wait till I turn on the audio tune. Feeling good on a Wednesday. And it goes into, and fun little fact, they haven't really, like, confirmed it, But in the stall when Cartman's in the bathroom at the school, there's this weird blonde chick that we've never seen before being like, that's so gross, get the fuck out of here, kind of stuff. That's actually, that character is voiced by Sia, the musical artist is Chandelier. Mm-hmm. So they've never confirmed, but they've never denied, that the auto-tuned Randy is actually the singer Sia doing an impression of Lord, like doing that. So it's actually, that's why it actually sounds good, but it's just kind of hilarious that Trey and Matt got Sia to do a song about taking a dump, because all of the lyrics are feeling good on a Wednesday, pushing on the walls, I need my safe place, I don't want a new place, I just want to feel safe.
Yeah. Oh man, his songwriting abilities were just through the roof.
Take the garbage out, take the cans in.
Absolutely amazing. And the fact that he needed that toilet for inspiration.
Yeah, we get the nice scene where he's outside, like, he stopped being Lord because they wanted to give him his own bathroom at work, and he's like, oh, I don't want my own bathroom, I just want to feel safe. And his wife comes out and is like, well, hey, taping in here.
Anyway.
Yeah.
We have AfterBuzzers that want to get in on the fun.
Yeah, right? Come anyway. On back in here, Heather. So...
I blame management for the door opening.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Should have been locked.
That took a turn for the worst.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's go back to Cartman. And, Wendell?
Wendell, yeah.
That became Wendy's name.
Wendy became Wendell and just walks in. We just hear, what the fuck? And he's like covering himself. And he's like, what the fuck is she doing in my bathroom? It's my bathroom. And it's like, well, Eric.
No, it's for the transgenders.
Yeah, and then Stan goes in there and he's like, it always just goes from the bathroom to the principal's office. And I love the fact that this episode poked it. I love that they're basically creating the stigma that anyone who's transgendered is only becoming a man or a woman because they want to go into the opposite bathroom.
Absolutely.
They just want to feel safe.
They do. No one wants to go into the guy's bathroom.
Yeah.
Everyone wants either their own or the women's.
Stan, have you ever been into the girls' bathroom? It's so clean and nice, and there's a stall for everyone.
Yes, indeed. What else?
Well,
is of note in this episode?
At the end, they basically decide that you can go into whatever bathroom you feel comfortable with, and if you don't feel comfortable or unaccepting of the transgendered kids, you can go into the sissy bathroom because you just have your cis male privilege. So Stan goes into that at the end because there's no room in the other bathrooms because Butters is the one who's on. Yeah, Butters is the one who's like, he's a strong female trapped in a male's body and he would die for me.
Indeed.
And we get Lord 2.0 with Stan singing Feeling Good on a Friday.
And IGN, I believe, gave this a C, B minus. I believe.
So the reception, as of Wikipedia, said the episode received B+ from the AV Club's Eric Thurm.
That's it.
IGN's contributing Max Nicholson gave the episode a 7.5 out of 10.
That's it.
Slate's Kristen Scarlett Malloy lauded the episode's approach to transgender issues, noting, when it comes to trans and mainstream media, it seems the tables have finally begun to turn. Lord reacted positively towards the episode, posting praise for the themes and humor of the episode on her Instagram account.
There we go.
It was a good episode.
It was a great episode. I enjoyed it. I thought, you know...
Not top ten, but definitely memorable with the whole Lord thing.
Better than last week.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. Gluten-free, great, but not amazing. But this next episode we're about to talk about.
Episode 4, stay tuned, stay whatever. If you're on the YouTube page, you know, leave a little comment, then go to the next one. Episode 4, if you're on iTunes, just download that one.
You know,
while you're downloading and you have some time, just leave a little comment. Let us know. There's people who love what we do. There's a lot of people who hate what we do, but watch us anyway. Regardless, if you absolutely hate us but still watch us, just tweet at SR Lemieux on why you hate us.
At Stephen Lemieux.
At Stephen Lemieux on Twitter. At SR Lemieux on Instagram.
Hey guys, I want to give some shout outs to our YouTube commenters, all right? So, shout out to Ansi, who says, pretty terrible review. Shout out to, let's see, let's say to Dennis Boyd, who says, do better. You know what? Thank you. And let's see, who else could we do? Yeah, you know what? Let's just leave it at that. Let's leave it at those.
Hey, all I can say is, you know what? 20,000 of you can't be wrong.
Oh, shout out to Typical Slander Ivan. Fuck you, Buzz TV. You'll never be okay with me. 32 times. Yeah, we got 32 times he said that. So you know what?
I really hope that he actually didn't just copy and paste and that he took the time individually to write that out. And on that note, go fund yourself. Until next time, this is Stephen Lemieux and Phil Svitek for South Park, Season 18, Episode Later. 3.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.